so. When I was a little kid, my parents decided to move us to the middle of northern Michigan, middle of nowhere. And we got a dilapidated, old, crazy, rickety, single-wide mobile home. And it looked like what would happen if right after the wolf had blew and blew at the little pigs. And that was cool because Pops was doing the best he could. He really was. But I still had to go to school every day. And we're the only black family for 100 miles. And I was going to get it no matter what. But we handed it to him on a silver platter. I get on the school bus. And in unison, they sing. Negro, Negro, what's the matter with your house though, Negro? Where does the rain go? I bet it's so cold. You gotta take it, right? You gotta take it. And I get home and I be a little bit grumpy. And my dad be like, that'll make you tough. That's what life's all about, gotta be tough. My mother, she's like, I don't like it when you're hunched over when you're a little kid. It's not right. It's not good, and I don't think that's a good idea. Well, y'all need to fix something. What I didn't understand was they had them a plan. They were stretching the credit past the breaking point. They were looking around, and one day, Mama came up and said, it's moving day. And you gotta understand, I'm poor kid Barry. We don't like change when you're a little poor kid. You don't like to change things up. What do you mean it's moving day? We get in the car and we roll over and I see it. It's 88 acres of prime Michigan swampland. And right on the hill, it's a brand new double wide trailer. What? Is it? It's still wrapped in the plastic. And I can't believe what's going on. I can't believe that we run around. They got the shag carpet. It's got the wood paneling. And NPR, y'all don't understand the leap from a single wide to a double wide. Y'all don't get it. You don't get it at all. Michigan, rural Michigan, they got it. This was moving on up to the east side to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We was happy. I knew I couldn't ask my parents for nothing for 2, maybe 3 years. No birthday presents, no shoes. We did not care. Didn't care. And we rolling up in there, and I'm chilling in a way that I've never relaxed. Some kind of, the faucets work. The toilet flushes. The lights come on. It's awesome. And in Michigan, it's not a fantasy novel thing. Winter is coming. Winter's coming. And you gotta get ready. And what everyone does, because we didn't have no foundation and insulation money, what you do is you put some hay bales underneath your spot. Voila, insulation. And that's what we did, put some hay bales underneath there. And I gotta tell you, first of all, when I get on the bus that first day, and they're ready to start singing. They're ready. What? What? I can't hear you. Double wide. And people wanna pull their seat over so let me sit down. No, I'm sitting by my damn self. Double wide. Tricks. I go in a I'm at home one day, I'm watching Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, drinking some hot chocolate, and I'm loving life. And on cue, winter comes. And I don't care. Nice and toasty and warm and carrying on. But then, one day, I wake up and go to turn on the water faucet, and no water comes out. And my brother, he comes in, he's like, hey, Dad's gone, but the water pipes are frozen. Uh-huh. Don't worry, Mom's down underneath the house with a torch unfreezing the water pipes. Again, I'm a little kid wary. All right, okay. I get it. She's unfreezing the water with a torch, Mama? All right. And I wait a minute, and he's playing stupid, so I have to say it first. Bruh. Do you smell smoke? So, I run out of the house. My brother, Mama, we see dark smoke coming up from underneath our trailer. Mama! And she comes out, boys! And I run back in to get some water from this fire, but the pipes are frozen. And I run back out, and we start trying to push snow underneath our house at this monster, which by now has got orange fingers licking out, trying to destroy our home. And we're working together as fast as we can, but this monster is too much, and it's consuming our little bit of hope in this Michigan wasteland. And I see it all going away, and this little boy hearing, I sense something, and I run into the house. Where you going? I get to the faucet. First it was a trickle, and it's running because the fire has unthawed the pipes. Help! And we get cups and pitchers and bowls and aluminum cans, and we're trying to throw fire underneath this house, and finally, the smoke turns to steam. And we lay out on this tundra, barely believing that we are still there, that our little bit of hope is still there. It's cold. I can barely move. My skin is clawed from my fingers. And my mother says, the school bus is going to be here any minute. We run back in the house, try to get a clothes on or something, a shirt, whatever, run, barely make the school bus. And the boy sitting next to me is like, what happened to you? And I'm thinking he's talking about the fact I have two different kinds of shoes on, sleep in my eye, my hair's not combed. But now he's pointing over at the house. And there's a black, oily mar on our double-wide mobile home. It takes the kids about 3 days. Negro, what's the matter with your house, though, Negro? You burned it down, though. Everybody sing. And when I got home, my mother, she says, don't worry about anything. We're going to get this place fixed up as good as new. Good as new. And I know we don't have fixing mobile home winter money. I know this. Son, are you okay? Are you okay? I was like, you know what? Mama, don't even trip. Nobody even noticed.
Snap Judgment Live. Such good times touring around this amazing country of ours. And know this, snappers are everywhere, everywhere. We were just back by the funk of Bell's Atlas. And Bell's Atlas, they've got a brand new album coming out. You can get it. It's at bellsatlas.com.